Very good morning to David Hill.
Good morning, Catherine.
High Wire is by Lloyd Jones and Ewan McLeod, one of our most noted writers and one of our most noted artists.
Indeed, fine combination, isn't it? Rather a difficult book to review on radio, Catherine, because this is a book you need to be able to look at, to actually see in front of you. I don't know if you've got a copy there to refer to.
I saw one at the office before I departed for many weeks.
Right. Well, yeah. This is actually this is a very impressive publication from Massey University Press, who are really bringing out some handsome volumes. And it's meant to be the first in a series of collaborations between New Zealand writers and artists. In fact, they've described it as being the first in a series of picture books written and made for grown-ups, which I think is rather a disarming description. But apparently it was originally planned between Lloyd Jones and Ewan McLeod as a collaboration on bridges, but then they felt too many others had already been there and walked that. So what we have, in fact, is a series of prose pieces. I'm rather struggling for a term to define them, and very powerful drawings and works by Ewan McLeod with the idea of bridging gaps in one way or another. The layout of this book actually has to be seen and admired, Catherine. Jones's text is often very minimal on the page. There's a lot of deliberate white space. McLeod's illustrations sometimes fill a double page. They're sometimes a small, spiky work in just one part of the allotted page. And it really is a very remarkable, very, very powerful collaboration between the two of them, in which Jones writes about gaps, bridges in one way or another, and then McLeod supplies his dramatic. The word I want to use, Catherine, is chthonic, which I'm probably not pronouncing correctly, chthonic, meaning something from the underworld. And you really get the feeling with Ewan McLeod's illustrations of subterranean, powerful, primeval figures being shown on the pages.
Thank you. You've taught me an entirely new word to me. Very excited about
that. I'm glad to have done so.
It's a bit like, isn't it, the writing of a song? Who wrote the lyrics, who wrote the words, and in what order? Is that revealed?
That's a very good comparison, I think. You see, for example, Lloyd Jones may be writing about the discovery of a bridge to his childhood swimming baths, the cacophony of New York's Brooklyn Bridge and the power walkers on it, a lover's bridge to nowhere. He even references Neil Armstrong and Usain Bolt. And Ewan McLeod's illustrations, well, I've got one in front of me here, which is a remarkable, powerful, crammed image of a sort of a hunched pair of figures walking a plank across clouds. And there's another one of a single figure also walking a tenuous, ramshackle bridge, which is broken in front of him, and a great gulf yawns before him. So I think they've complemented each other quite splendidly. Sometimes you feel illustration and text are independent. Other times, as I say, they dovetail, they harmonize very well. But you've got two talents here, I think, perhaps particularly so in the case of Lloyd Jones, who knows what not to say or what not to show in the case of Ewan McLeod. And a lot of the power, a lot of the sort of brooding and enigmatic energy of the text and illustrations come from what's implied as much as what's said.
Thank you very much, David. They are always interesting, these collaborations. We've seen other times between poets and artists, and they seem to have a chemistry or no. It sounds like these two have delivered on the genre in a way that satisfies you. Thank you. High Wire is by Lloyd Jones and Ewan McLeod, one the writer, the other the artist. Published by Massey University Press, $45 the price.